2EC Mornings with James. Now, the Burnhamer Homestead, which is a 32-room property built in the 1890s in Bombala, is on the market. I had the pleasure of touring the property only a few months ago with the owner. He's an extremely nice fella, knows his history, and he joins us now, Stephen Rickett. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, James.
Tell us a little bit about the property.
Yeah, Burnhamer Homestead, for those who haven't seen it, it's sort of paint a bit of a picture for your listeners. It's a Victorian homestead in the people have seen shows like Downton Abbey, Pride and Prejudice, and that. It's that period. But as you come off the highway through the main gates, if you can picture this, the old wrought iron gates coming down the carriageway lined with old trees, down to the homestead, through the winding garden, you're approached by this beautiful two-story Victorian mansion. And it's got a lovely seven-acre garden around it. So you're in a world of your own, basically. And it's just a stunning, stunning property. Late Victorian, so it's got all the bells and whistles and the trim and everything that goes with it. But what's unique about the property, a lot of homes, this one fell out of the limelight after old Miss Edwards dies in 1952. So it escaped the lovely, awful updates of the 70s and 80s and 90s, the orange laminates, the aluminium windows, all that. So it basically retains its original features, its integrity, the whole thing, right down to the 15 fireplaces, the foot-tall skirting cedar boards, cedar windows, cedar doors, all the keys are in the doors, full of period furniture. Still has, you know, unique things like Victorian homes. You've got an entrance foyer, a morning room, a withdrawing room, a dining room, and a smoking room, library, servants' quarters, guest quarters. You've got the whole works that these houses were expected to come with. And it's just, it's absolutely a beautiful, it's not just a building, it's a work of art. It's awe-inspiring.
One of my favourite features when I came through and did the tour was the stained glass sunlight.
Yeah, that's right. That hovers above the two-tier floated ornate timber staircase. It's a massive feature for the homestead, absolutely.
We're talking to Steve, the owner of the Burnhamer Homestead in Bombala that is on the market at the moment. And Burnhamer House was actually scheduled to be knocked down at one point. Can you tell us a bit about that?
1952, when old Miss Edwards, the last member of the family, lived here, she dies. The family still own the estate for another decade before they sell it. The farm that bought it for the land, not for the building. You've got to remember, everything after the war was, everybody wanted everything modern. So this big house that has 32 rooms, 15 fireplaces, no one wanted to live in it. And so it was destined, and they started actually bulldozing it. It was coming down, yeah.
It's amazing that it didn't, and it's fantastic, I think, to keep that part of history well and truly alive. And Steve, you purchased the property in 2002, and I know with, I think you mentioned just then, 32 rooms, it would have quite a large heating bill. Is that what's prompted you to put this gem on the market?
No, actually, the house is quite comfortable, believe it or not. 15 fireplaces, that's how you would heat the house. But that was not the issue at all. I mean, I thought I'd be carried out in a coffin from here. I love the place, still love the place. It's just life changes and family matters arose, and it prompted the sale. Hmm.
You've got a lot of the original furniture and artifacts in the house. One of my personal favourites is a tiger, I think it is. Like, that's a mat. Can you tell
yeah,
us a bit about
tiger rug in the foyer.
That's it, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Will you be selling some of those artifacts and pieces of furniture with the house, or are you hanging on to them?
There will be a clearing sale after the sale of the house, so probably January, February. Some of the pieces I will be keeping, but of course I can only take so much, so a lot of it will be at the clearing sale. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that sale.
Have you had much interest in the Burnhamer Homestead so far?
We have, yes. We've had people from Newcastle, Wollongong, Sydney, and some from Canberra and down the coast. So yes, it is drawing a fair bit of attention.
And Steve, the question on everyone's lips, how much are you going to be asking for the property?
Well, it is actually going to auction the 14th of November. I was speaking with the agent. It's hard to put a price on a property that is so unique and there's nothing to compare it with in the area. So it could be, you know, it could go anywhere between $1 million or $2 million. We don't know. It's just on the day we'll find out interested parties and we'll see who falls in love with it and that's that.
Yeah, and I know, Steve, you took a lot of pride in it and you ran tours of the house and the homestead, I should say, and you knew a lot about the history. And do you have any hopes for the new owners that they'll kind of keep that legacy going?
I'd love to put that caveat on it, but I hope someone just falls in love with it the way I fell in love with it for what it is. And it needs, these Victorian homes were built to impress, they're built for formality. Old Miss Edwards carried that Victorian formality right through to her death in 1952. I owe it to Miss Edwards to continue the legacy, and I hope someone after me will see that and continue it as well. These properties are rare. What's in this house you don't see very often.
And so, Steve, what's next for you? Are you looking for another Burnhamer Homestead-type property?
I'll probably go something a little bit smaller. Yeah, but another venture, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we wish you all the best with whatever that venture is. Fingers crossed it is someone who falls in love with it that buys it, and, all the best with it.
Thanks, James.
Stephen Rickett joining us there, the owner of the Burnhamer Homestead in Bombala, which is going to auction on the 14th of November. 2EC.